I think the world contains so much discrimination that it might soon. Sorry, I'm a bit hoarse, but that it might soon fall apart. Like if you go back in time, back to the '50s, or only 10 years after the Second World War, actually, you may have heard about Rosa Parks. Rosa Parks was this African American woman who stood up against the racism during her time. During a time, black and white people didn't really have equal rights. For example, they had to sit in different sections in the bus, black in the back and white in the front, also known as bus segregation. But one day, Rosa Parks stepped into the white section, but a white man came by and ordered her to move, but she refused, and just because she didn't want to move, and because she was dark-skinned, she got arrested. And I just think it's so stupid and pathetic and a whole lot of other things I don't want to mention right now. But even though this was so discriminating, it was still enough to start a revolution against injustice. Because today it has created equal rights in most places in the world. Racism today isn't that bad, actually. For example, we have a black president in the US, Barack Obama. I really admire that a black man could be chosen by thousands and thousands of people. This is a very good sign for the humanity. Like I mentioned before, racism today isn't that bad, but that's mostly compared to 50 years ago. You can still find racism and discrimination in some corners in this world, but actually the earth is round, so I can't say corners. So some places in this world, we can still find racism and discrimination. And that's why I hope that one day this nation, or actually in this case, the whole world, will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.